This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Your life isn't one size fits all. Every day brings something different. Your style should too. At Maurices, we make it easy to show up feeling comfortable, confident, and completely you. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look your best. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got styles that fit your life and your budget. Fashion made for real-life moments. Maurices.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, you can potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free and give now or over time by donating cash, publicly traded securities, or non-cash assets like real estate and crypto. With over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together, DAF Giving 360 can help you make a greater impact. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
All right, 8:45, quarter till 9. He was with us yesterday. He's back today. Clancy Dubose, WWO Louisiana political analyst. And actually, Clancy, I'm glad it played out this way because now we have a city council poll that we can talk about. But let's talk about WWL TV's mayoral poll. Well, I guess I should say, how you doing? How are you, Clancy?
I'm good, Tommy. How are you?
I'm great. Now let's move on with the business. Tell me about the mayoral poll.
Well, a couple of interesting things. The poll was taken after Arthur Hunter dropped out and endorsed Royce Duplessis, but before LaToya Cantrell was indicted. So it's in that window of time. And as we have to point out, a poll is not a prediction. It is a snapshot, a photograph of what voters are thinking at a particular point in time. So this is taken about 2 weeks ago. And what the poll shows is Helena Moreno in first place with 47%, Royce Duplessis now moving up in second place with 18%, Oliver Thomas third at 16%, and the rest, you know, divided up the remaining roughly 20% or so divided up among the 19% divided either don't know or among the lesser known candidates. Mm-hmm. And two main takeaways from this poll: Helena Moreno's 47% is exactly what she got in Ron Fauché's two previous polls. This poll was taken by pollster Dr. Ron Fauché. He took three polls over the last 5 months, and in every one of those polls, Moreno got 47%, which is about 55% of the decided vote, which puts her in a position to win in the primary if, and this is a big if, if those numbers continue through the election. But that's a big if. That's why we run campaigns. Mm-hmm. You know, the leaders want to maintain what the poll says, and the opponents, the ones trailing the leader want to change those results, and that will determine their strategies. So her support is not only stationary, but locked in, it seems. It's unshakable is the word I've used on Channel 4, at least in the last 5 months. And that's what every candidate is aiming for. Royce Duplessis is the candidate with momentum. He got into the race at the very end of June. So this poll shows, you know, in the course of about 5 weeks, he has gone from announcing to jumping ahead of Oliver Thomas, who, like Helena Moreno, is not only a city council member, but has been unofficially running for over a year. Duplessis, you may recall, was considered a potential candidate, announced in the late fall, November, early December, around there, that he was not going to run, then changed his mind in late June, literally like June 30th, and announced he was going to run. And now he's got 18% of the votes in second place. So those are the two big takeaways. The other thing that's interesting, if you look at, you know, cohorts of voters, how are white and black voters responding to the candidates? Moreno gets 70% of the white vote and 30% of the black vote. She is leading all other candidates among both whites and blacks.
Say that again, Clancy, about the divide with the race. The numbers?
Helena Moreno gets 70%
white
of the white vote
and
30% of the black vote.
Gotcha.
Now, that 30% is more than Duplessis or Thomas get among black voters. Duplessis and Thomas both get 24% of the black vote, while Duplessis gets 10% of the white vote, and Thomas gets 3% of the white vote. And it breaks it down by age and other things, but Moreno's vote is, other than that, among the other cohorts, it's pretty consistent. 46% among young voters, 18 to 44 years old, 47% among voters 45 and older, 49% among women, 45% among men, 46% among Democrats, and 49% among independents and Republicans. Among Duplessis's vote, which is a total of 18%, he gets, as I said, 10% among whites, 24% among blacks, 19% among younger voters, 17% among voters over 45 and older, 16% among women, 20% among men, 20% among Democrats, 14% among independents and Republicans. Oliver Thomas gets 10% among younger voters, 21% among older voters. That's the biggest differential among the candidates, the age difference among Thomas's vote. He gets 18% among women, 10% among men, 18% among Democrats, 11% among independents and Republicans.
Right, let me take a quick break, Clancy. When we come back, I want to know if it's like the story about two guys out trying to outrun a bear, where they said, one guy says, I don't have to outrun a bear, I just have to outrun you. How does that break down with Royce Duplessis and Oliver Thomas? And at some point, do they realize, look, neither one of us could make it to the runoff, so let's try to figure out who. We'll talk about it when we come back. Clancy Dubose, our guest, 851, traffic now, WWL. 856, Tommy Tucker, WWL. Clancy Dubose with us, as he will be every day. Just kidding. Breaking down the mayoral numbers for us. Before we went to break, Clancy, I asked you, when it comes to Royce Duplessis and Oliver Thomas and Helena Moreno, is it like the two guys that are trying to outrun a bear and one says to the other, I don't have to outrun a bear, I just got to outrun you? Does it break down that way or not?
In a way, yes, because but the first thing, Duplessis and Thomas have to run two races at one time, whereas Moreno only has to run one race. Mm-hmm. Her race is to stay where she is, maintain a significant majority among the decided voters, and get them out on election day.
What do you mean two races at one time?
Well, they have to run against each other, mm-hmm, for second place, and they have to run. The first thing they have to do is run against Moreno, mm-hmm, to try to bring her down so that she doesn't get a majority in the primary and win outright. And she's got a majority of the decided vote right now. And the decided vote is the vote that's most likely to turn out. And then they have to try to keep her below 50%, and they got to get past each other.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. At Marisa's, we're here to help you show up feeling your best, no matter what's on your calendar. Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help. From tried-and-true denim to head-turning looks, we've got style that fits your life and your budget. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAFGiving 360. You can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and your assets can potentially grow tax-free as you recommend when and where to give. It's a tax-smart way to maximize your charitable giving from a fund with over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together. Make a greater impact with DAFGiving 360. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
I should point out that with Royce Duplessis at 18 and Oliver at 16, that's statistically a tie because the margin of error in this and virtually all polls is plus or minus 4% for each statistic. So that puts Duplessis and Thomas in a virtual tie. Between them, it's really about turning out their own votes, whereas Moreno just wants everybody to vote because he's getting, a significant majority of the decided vote. So that's what I say. They have to run two races at once. They got to try to keep her from winning in the first, and then they got to try to, each one wants to get ahead of the other for second place. And interestingly, the poll also has hypothetical runoffs between Moreno and Thomas and Moreno and Duplessis. And in each case, she beats each guy more than 2-1. Mm. Against Oliver Thomas, she gets 59% to Thomas's 26%. And against Duplessis, she gets 58% to his 27%. Statistically, it's only a one-point difference. It's the same result for both, and it's more than 2-1. So they've got their work cut out for them as things stand right now.
Strategically, it would seem to me, and it's not happened yet, but inevitably this thing is going to turn ugly with Oliver Thomas and Royce Duplessis trying to tear each other down or build themselves up. How do you see this playing out?
Well, both. They got to do that. Plus, they got to go after Moreno. Mm. So that's the twofold nature of their campaigns.
See, I would think, given Helena Moreno's popularity, negative campaigning against her is only going to hurt them. You think I'm wrong?
Well, it depends on how you do it. There's negative campaigning and then there's dirty campaigning. Mm-hmm. It is perfectly legitimate to draw a distinction between yourself and another candidate.
Right.
That's not negative. That's not dirty. That's, helping voters decide. If you talk about somebody on policy, if you talk about them on a vote that they took or some scandal that's out there, that's all perfectly within the norm of good politics. If you want to play a gender card or a race card, that's considered, dangerous because it cuts both ways.
But there's no way Helena goes negative, do you think?
There's no need for her to. When you're winning, you don't need to go negative.
That's what I figured. Thank you, Clancy. I appreciate it. I really do. We'll talk to you again soon. We'll take a break. Come back.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAFGiving 360. You can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and your assets can potentially grow tax-free as you recommend when and where to give. It's a tax-smart way to maximize your charitable giving from a fund with over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together. Make a greater impact with DAFGiving 360. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
There are a lot of passions.
Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
When New Yorkers buy a place with StreetEasy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station today on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.